Today's podcast topic is Isaiah 43:2, Knowing God. Welcome to Episode 5. You don't walk alone. I'm Dr. Mel, and I'm truly grateful you're here today. Let's take a moment. Life can feel overwhelming sometimes. Heavy, exhausting, uncertain. As we walk through different seasons, it can feel like we're constantly moving from one difficult place to another, just trying to stay grounded, trying to stay aligned with truth, trying to stay connected to God. And in those moments, it's easy to feel like we're alone. But here's the truth. You are not walking this journey by yourself. God is with you. Even in the moments when you don't feel Him, He is there. Nothing happens without His awareness. He sees everything. He understands everything. And yes, there will be times when it feels like people are against you, moments where the weight of opposition feels real. But we must also remember there is a spiritual battle, and distractions are one of the enemy's greatest tools to pull your focus away, to weaken your faith, to make you rely only on your own strength. But we were never meant to rely on ourselves alone, because our own strength, our own understanding, is limited, fragile. That's why we're reminded, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." So even when you feel weak, that is not your defeat. That is the space where God's strength becomes most visible. And as long as you remain rooted in His Word, grounded in truth, you are covered. That doesn't mean challenges disappear, but it does mean you are never without guidance, never without support, never without purpose. Because when you walk in alignment with God, you begin to understand Him more deeply. Step by step, you grow. Even if your beginning feels small, your journey is not ending there. There is growth ahead. There is increase ahead. And those who truly wait, who trust, who remain patient, they will find their strength renewed. This is what it means to live in the Spirit, to allow the Holy Spirit to guide your life, to become your teacher, your guide, your advocate, leading you daily. And when you walk like that, your mind begins to expand, your heart becomes more aligned, and your life takes on deeper meaning. Now let's come back to the promise in Isaiah 43:2. Do not fear. That's where it begins, not with panic, not with doubt, but with trust. Because no matter what you face, whether it feels like deep waters or walking through fire, you will not be overcome. You will not be consumed, because God is with you in every step, in every trial, in every season. And at the end of it all, there will be victory. There will be praise, because you were never alone. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I'd love to hear your thoughts. What does this message mean to you? Go ahead and share your input. I look forward to engaging with you.